One moment, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good grief. I will have talking points in just a second. Trust me when I say, if my fingers don't stop giving me agita, it's going to be difficult to do anything. Pardon me. That's what I get for eating dinner late. Sorry about that, folks. Sheesh. What are you going to do? It's one of them nights. I think. Oh, for the love of God. Don't do this to me tonight. For some stupid reason, I am having difficulty connecting to... I gotta see if I can fix this while talking points is going on.
Shit.
And before you say it, Gunslinger, it's fucking Tuesday, not Monday. Monday's yesterday, it's over. And it doesn't feel like fucking Monday either. So there. Here we go. Good evening and welcome to Firefox News Online. And as you just heard, it is definitely time for talking points. Well, folks, it seems that Joe Biden, the illegal, illegitimate thief of the presidency, is really starting to unravel. Everything he's doing is starting to get under the skin of a lot of folks, including many in his own party. Good. Not good enough, though. Here's the thing, okay? What I want to see happen, I think what a lot of Americans want to see happen, is this asshole departed from the White House. Removed. Gone. History. He is an embarrassment. And that embarrassment is going to cause us to end up going to war eventually. But let's look at the reality of what's happening in Afghanistan. Now, I know a lot of you didn't like the idea of us going into Afghanistan and being there for 20 years almost. But there's a right way and a wrong way to withdraw the troops, and Biden went about it completely bass-ackwards, okay? He completely went ass-backwards on this. And I'm telling you right now, for all that it's worth, if they had done it in a slow, gradual withdrawal, the end result would have been the same on what's happening there right now with the Taliban. But the Taliban are coming in like gangbusters. Now, one news outlet is reporting that apparently they were able to put a foot down on what was happening at the airport and ultimately start getting people out of there. But the point of the problem is Biden's blaming Trump and the Afghan government and all this when it's his fault for not doing it the right way. I mean, come on. Really? You're going to sit there and blame Trump? Trump isn't in the White House. You are, Biden. You stole the fucking place from the American people, and you are the one making comments like, well, the buck stops with me, or the buck stops here, or whatever you said exactly. I mean, come on, motherfucker. Are you out of your fucking... Yes, he is out of his fucking mind. I was just about to say something monumentally stupid. And, of course, that would have been a real big pawn-fa on my part. But let's face this, everybody, with reality. Joe Biden is a senile old bastard that does not belong in the White House. For 40, 50 years, this cocksucker has done nothing to to help this country. It has been all about communist socialist bullshit. I mean, you cannot sit there in all fairness and tell me that this asshole is the legitimate president of the United States of America when we know he's not. But Afghanistan, the people in Afghanistan are the ones that are suffering right now because the Taliban has taken over and taken over big and continuing to take over. All those people that, you know, were translators for our troops, well, guess what? Those poor souls don't even get a chance to fight for their lives because guess what? We didn't. Biden forced the troops to leave it. Drones, tanks, weapons and ammunition. I mean, we're talking, you know, a lot of shit that should have been destroyed or brought home. Okay? But it wasn't. Biden bum-rushed the troops out of Afghanistan, leaving behind a lot of military hardware that they can use against the Afghan people. And if they start plotting and scheming another terrorist attack like nearly 20 years ago, guess what? We could have another 9/11 on our hands thanks to Joe, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, Biden. So there's that. There's also the stark reality, and I mean this, ladies and gentlemen, the stark reality that you and I could be labeled terrorists for speaking out against vaccinations, supporting Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, you didn't hear, if you haven't heard about this by now, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on there. All right? Let me see if I can give you the whole picture. And I'm going to show this on the video feeds, too. All right? I'm going to show this on the video feeds because, obviously, I would be remiss if I didn't show this. And it was a picture that I found. Someone had snapped a picture of their TV screen of NBC Nightly News showing the following from the Department of Homeland Security. Now, it says potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays are potential terror threats? What the fuck, Homeland Security? Have you gone to the dark side completely? Have you decided that it is better to follow the Biden agenda and roll with Biden on the dark side of the force, as the saying goes? I mean, let's look at this realistically, Homeland Security. You're saying that anyone who, well, let's go over that list again, opposes COVID measures, claims election fraud, and believes Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays are potential terror threats. Now, this is what I'm to understand, right? So if we're talking about 9/11 and we're talking about Christmas down the road, it's a potential terror threat, really. So my opposition to COVID measures makes me a terrorist threat. If I claim election fraud and I believe that Trump can be reinstated, I'm a terrorist threat. You're fucking daft. You are sick in the fucking head. Okay? I served with the New York Guard here in New York when 9/11 happened. I was on state active duty within 2 hours of the initial attacks in New York City on the Twin Towers. So don't tell me, motherfuckers, that I'm now all of a sudden a potential terrorist or terrorist threat. Because you can kiss my Royal American Red Rosie Cherokee Indian fat ass. I'll even mark the spot. Just be careful. I may have had something to eat that causes extreme gas. Yes, folks, I went there. Now, it's not very hard to figure out. In fact, it's really simple. It's so simple, a child could figure it out. Isn't that right, Joe Biden? Nobody is a potential terrorist or terrorist threat because they believe in opposing COVID measures or claims election fraud and believes in their hearts that Trump can be reinstated. No American is a potential terrorist or terrorist threat because of the 9/11 anniversary or religious holidays, unless, of course, you're actually saying that there is potential terror threats, credible ones, involving 9/11's anniversary and religious holidays. Okay? Now, if that's the case, then I can understand your position there. What I cannot accept, nor will I ever believe, is that anyone opposing COVID measures, anyone claiming election fraud, anyone believing that Trump can be reinstated, makes them potential terror threats. Read between the lines, you stupid fucks at Homeland Security, because I swear to God, you're dumber than a billion-year-old box of rocks. America, I'm sick and tired of, to paraphrase something I did recently, and I have it on Rumble. And by the way, I want to apologize. I want to take this opportunity very quickly to apologize to my viewers that go to Rumble. I've been having some problems with corrupt files. I can't upload any of the past shows because for some reason the files are corrupted, which it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it just makes it difficult to put that show up there. And even the files that I record, because I record the show as it's happening, I can't even, when I convert them, I can't upload them for some stupid reason. So I will try to get them up there. Any episodes of this broadcast you miss, I do sincerely apologize, especially if you want to see it again. All right, having said that, let's face the common core reality. I'm not a terrorist nor a terrorist threat. Neither are any of my viewers or any of my listeners, and neither are you, America. So, having said that, hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend tonight's broadcast all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story. Okay. And now, live and direct from our studios in the Hudson Valley, it's
me.
And not a very happy me either. You know, I really hate fucking Tuesdays. Monday is yesterday, and it doesn't feel like Tuesday to, you know, it doesn't feel like Monday today. It is fucking Tuesday. It feels like Tuesday. It's a fucked up Tuesday. Do I sound like I'm a little upset with the way things are going right now on the show? Yeah. And I got every right to be. Two of the four video platforms that I use, Trovo and Twitch, are not they're down. Something's wrong with them. I can't get them to, I tried everything I could think of, can't get them going. The only platform that you can directly talk with the host from is DLive, Vaughn Live is, the chat is there, but it's not there, if you catch my drift. That being said, I don't give two shits. It better work tomorrow, or I'm going to be really steamed. I will do the evil things to it. I'll sick Joe Biden on him. Yeah, I know, I know. I'm terrible. Yeah, maybe for you, gunslinger, but not for me. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. There is no Monday tomorrow. Today, tomorrow, Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Okay? Hey, I thought I opened up my studio controls here. Boy, this is. I thought I did anyway. Let me see something here. There is studio.
Open sesame.
I forgot to turn my echo off.
Boy, I'm doing good tonight, folks.
Okay. Gunslinger and Mike are on the phone lines, and of course, the insane host is sitting here going. Yes, next Monday is Monday. The rest of this week, before that, is the days they are. Have nothing to do with Monday. They don't feel like Monday. So, I mean, I don't care what you think they feel like. I know what they feel like. I deal with them every day. Those are the days. Anyway. So, I'm going to have fun to try and cheer up the rest of the insanity that's been going on here. Or otherwise, I'll be sitting here going. And I do that enough when I first wake up in the morning, folks. Seriously, I do. I look up at the ceiling and I go. Okay, I'm awake. Ah, shit. That means I got to start another day. Ah, rats. Anyway. Tonight and tomorrow night, just to let everybody know, because I wasn't here last night, I don't know what the fuck hit me last night, but all I did was go, bye, fella. And by the time I got done barfing my head off, I was so weak, all I could do was lay down. I hate when that happens. Okay, who's got a Windy City microphone?
Probably me.
Okay. Wait a minute. I gotta make a switch here. So, let's see now. Come here, headphones. If I turn the volume down on my speakers, it'll turn down the system volume, and that will mess up the audio for the broadcast. So let me try something here. I thought I closed that before. Okay, fine. Move over there. Let's see. Open you. Now to make a desktop audio switch on the video. And on Mixlers. And now just to be on the safe side, I better do it with Skype too, because that gets screwed up. Let me see here. There. Not there. That one. It's already set for that. Goody, goody. Okay. I'm, as Droopy Dog would say,
I'm happy.
Okay, now that I've got the headphones working.
What's up, Docs?
Hey. Well, you're right. You know, there was this guy back in the day that was a comedy guy that by the name of Dr. Demento. He had a radio show at one point. Right, and he used to play, "They're coming to take me away, ha ha, ho ho, hee hee." That's the Democrats.
I know the song well. I love that song because, Mike, I'm always worrying that they'll be coming to take me away, ha ha. They'll be coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time and all that good shit.
Yeah.
Dr. Demento. He was a trip. I swear to God, he was a trip.
Yep. And number two, I'm looking at the Mixler chat room, and you've already got Cherokee Rose laughing her ass off.
Naturally. Listen, there's something. I don't know what it is. I start doing what I do, and all of a sudden people start cracking up. I was at an AA meeting, okay? Check this out. I'm at an AA meeting, and all of a sudden, I said one thing. I went, "What's up, fellow alcoholics?" And then I said who I was. It's a Zoom AA meeting, and everybody was just roaring laughing. I saw the person chairing the meeting sitting there. She was getting ready to take a sip of coffee, and she put her coffee cup down quick. Because she was starting to laugh. I'm like, boy, what is it about what I do when, I don't know, I guess my funny bone's working overtime? I don't know. I figure it like this. Listen, if I can make a whole bunch of people laugh, I'll go to a comedy club and see if it works there. If it works there, who knows? I may get discovered. And if I get discovered, stardom. Do I really want it? Let me think about that for a second. Do 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 do. Okay, I thought about it long enough. Maybe. I'll have to give it some more thought later. I mean, listen. Can you see me becoming a big hit as a comedian, going down to Texas to one of the big arenas, and having 90% of Texas laughing to the point they're spitting their beer out at the person across from them? And going, "Now, why did you do that? That's perfectly good beer you just wasted." Oh, well. Anyway, so let's see. Let's get this show on the road, guys. Hey, Gunslinger, what's going on in your neck of the woods before I go get started here?
Not a whole lot. It rained a little bit today. Dropped the temperature down. I think it's like 70 degrees out here right now. So it ain't too bad for August when it's usually, you know, upper 90s to 100s. Been a very, very mild August. We've only had 6 days of 100-degree weather, and it's usually 20. Go figure that one.
Wow. Well, that is weird. I saw where Governor Greg Abbott may have contracted COVID.
Yeah, I heard that. I read that today. Yeah. Interesting.
But he's not asymptomatic. But they don't think he's asymptomatic.
No. Not showing so no symptoms.
But he was vaccinated, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, now this is the crazy part. He was vaccinated against COVID-19, but he still got COVID-19. What does that tell you?
Jeez. Well, Mr. Biden says that if you get vaccinated, you can't catch COVID.
That's right. Right.
Bullshit. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Well, it's,
one better.
It's both. It's both.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's both.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's both.
I said it wrong.
It's bull.
Mike, I said it wrong. I said bullshit. It's actually bullshit.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I had to correct myself, Mike. I'm sorry about that. You know, you understand. Sometimes when the host makes a mistake, he's got to own up to it. So I just did.
Unlike the Democrats who refuse to own up to the mistake that is Joe Biden.
Mike?
Yo.
There you go. There you are.
I'm here.
Yeah, well, your audio dropped out.
I'm here, George.
For a second.
I'm here, George. I said, unlike the Democrats who refuse to admit to the mistake that is Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, I thought you said something more after that because I thought your audio went out on you.
No. No. That's what I said.
Yeah, let's remember also that the Democrats, they have this one-track mind set up. They really do. It's yay us, fuck you. Yay, we do what we want and without consequences. Fuck you. You can't do what we do because you'll go to jail or some other damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I've got the damn hiccups again. Man, I'm telling you. If I ain't belching, I'm hiccuping. If I ain't hiccuping, I'm farting. If I ain't if I'm farting, you all better be lucky you're where you are. I mean, seriously. I went out to check the mail today. Now here's a kicker for you. I go to check the mail today. You know, a nice normal routine, right? Normal routine for anybody. But when it comes to me, maybe not so much. I get to my mailbox without incident. So I'm opening up my mailbox. In the meantime, this absolutely incredibly lovely young lady walks up to her mailbox, and I go, hi, my name is... I couldn't even say my name, and I let one loose at her. You know what her response was? Very interesting name you have there. Dun, 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 dun. That's actually happened, by the way. It did happen. stuff happens. I mean, life doesn't exactly get any crazier. Then again, yeah, it does. See, crazy equals loony, and loony equals tunes. And tunes means, meh, we're all fucked up in the head, Doc. Okay. I've got to stop because I'm never going to get to the first story to talk about here, guys. So let me see here. Well, New York City. That lovely little megatown, the Big Apple, you know, that fucked up place where they have Bill de Blasio. Well, can't win them all. Well, apparently, they're saying no shot, no proof, no service. New York City businesses are going to begin checking people before they can go into their establishments. And if the establishment does not comply with this directive from their dumb shit, they first time caught, $1,000 fine. Second time, $2,000. Third time, $3,000. And so forth. Wait a minute. So in other words, if I go to walk into a restaurant in New York City and I want to sit down, have a deluxe hamburger with all the fixings, you mean to tell me I got to prove that I'm vaccinated before I can walk in the door? Do you know how many businesses in New York City are going to end up going under because of that shit? Well, here's what Newsmax wrote on it. And I got to yawn first before I do anything else. I hate this. People dining indoors at New York City's restaurants, browsing art at its museums, or sweating in the gyms had to show proof Tuesday that they were at least partially inoculated against COVID-19 as the city began the nation's largest effort yet to exclude the unvaccinated from public places. Signs on the front door and windows of the Stop Inn, a Queens diner, warned patrons arriving for breakfast that they had to show proof of at least one vaccine shot to be allowed to dine inside. Still, Norbu Lama, 17, said he was surprised when a server politely asked for his vaccination card soon after he slid into a booth with his parents and younger sister. "We didn't know we had to bring it," he said. The server appeared relieved when Lama and his family presented copies of their vaccination cards on their phone. The vaccination mandate, announced 2 weeks ago by Mayor Bill de Blasio, aims to persuade more people to get vaccinated or else miss out on city amenities like restaurants, bars, gyms, public performances, museums, and other venues. In other words, folks, you're being treated like petulant children if you live in New York City. But there's more. The measures are also fraught with complications as restaurant servers, bartenders, and ticket agents become the frontline enforcers for vaccination rules. Skittish about losing business, but mindful that another economic shutdown could be disastrous, some restaurants and bar owners are embracing the mandates as a way to control the virus and keep their doors open. In other words, they're kowtowing, stepping and fetching, and giving in.
I have to go again. Oh, shit.
Sorry, folks. I was fine until I started the show. What a fucking bummer. Others, particularly in parts of the city where people have resisted getting the vaccine, worry it will be a last fatal blow to businesses that were excluded from having patrons inside at all for months last year. We do not want to go back to restrictions, de Blasio said at a virtual news conference Tuesday. The key to our progress is vaccination. Since early August, more than 300,000 people have gotten at least one shot of a vaccine, according to city data. At least 5.2 million of the city's 8.8 million residents have gotten at least one shot, with nearly 5 million fully vaccinated. Now, the number of people getting shots has ticked upward again in the city as the more contagious Delta variant that has fueled a surge in infections and hospitalizations. They're not saying how many, though, folks. They're telling us there's a Delta variant and there's hospitalizations and shit like that, but they're not saying how many are infected and how many are hospitalized, like we heard in the early days of the pandemic. I've got sneaking suspicions about this. And I have to yawn again. Motherfucker. God, I hate this shit. It's not funny, Mike. How would you feel if you were hosting a show and all of a sudden you started yawning uncontrollably? And you weren't even tired. It's fucking annoying, man. I'm telling you. As the Delta variant poses a growing threat, some cities and states, as well as the federal government, have moved more aggressively to get... Oh, here we go again. That extra hour I put in, I may end up shutting down at 12 o'clock because if this is going to keep happening, there's no way I'm going to be able to stay on the air, at least awake. Well, let's see what happens, I guess. Shit. Don't tell me you're yawning now because of me.
Mm-hmm. See what you did?
Figures. like anything else, yawns are contagious. This sucks.
The problem with that, George, is yeah, yawns are contagious, but in some cases, so is stupidity. See the Democrats.
True. Continuing, I hope. As the Delta variant poses a growing threat, some cities and states, as well as the federal government, have moved more aggressively to get more people inoculated or have them face consequences, such as regular testing or losing access to elements of public life. Since New York City made its announcement, San Francisco and New Orleans have followed suit with policies to exclude the unvaccinated from some businesses. Los Angeles is considering similar measures. All are led by Democratic mayors, underscoring the political divide over mandates on vaccines, masks, and other measures. New York City's new rules went into effect Tuesday, but it won't begin fining businesses that don't comply until September 13th, offering a grace period for implementation. The Museum of Modern Art on Tuesday was not requiring visitors to show proof of vaccination. A ticket agent said he didn't know when the requirement was supposed to start. Avner Balkany, and I got to yawn again, excuse me. Damn it. Avner Balkany, visiting from Israel with his family, said he was unaware of the city's new rules but would have been prepared anyway as he reached for his wallet to show his vaccination card. We have to persuade as many people as possible to get vaccinated, he said. I know this is problematic, people's rights, but still this is an emergency. And in an emergency, you have to take aggressive measures.
excuse me.
God, this is annoying. I'm getting pissed off with this yawning shit now. Sorry, fellas. For those of for you, you know, I don't mean to get you yawning, but I mean for crying out loud. Now, New York City averaged 2,000 new cases of coronavirus a day over the past 7 days, up from around 200 a day in late June. A $10 million media blitz was also launched Tuesday as part of the city's visitor outreach. Damn! The mayor announced that about 100 vaccination sites will pop up at such places as gyms, and that the city would send out 600 canvassers to help. Andrew Riggi, executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, said his group was fully behind the effort. In return for the industry's cooperation, he called on officials to replenish financial aid to still struggling restaurants.
Jesus Christ.
It's happening more and more every few seconds. Damn it. Where was I? Leon Ellis, the owner of Chocolate, a restaurant in the city's Harlem neighborhood, said the sacrifices are needed to keep the virus from wreaking more havoc on businesses like this.
God, yep.
Okay. I'm closing the show at midnight. I'm not going to be able to do the 3 hours like I had planned. I'll be lucky if I can do the 2 hours I planned normally. Cross your fingers. This COVID is a big deal. So we need to do everything that we can to make sure that we get in check. Ellis knows there are details he and his staff still need to work out to fully comply with new rules. But he also knows enforcement won't begin for several more weeks. I still have to do my research on it, but whatever the guidelines are, we will comply, he said. Okay. The one thing they don't mention in this article, because Newsmax got it from the Associated Press, is the fines, like I mentioned before. So, okay. New York City's going to do this. I've got another story that I'm going to bring up after this, after we discuss this one. And it has to do with the quack, Anthony Fauci. All right.
Well, let me start with
Gunslinger.
Well, the deep subject. My opinion, I think that these businesses that require this or try to enforce this should go out of business. I hope they lose their ass. I hope it sets them out on the street. Because you cannot do that. Okay, this is America. This is America. People have rights here. You cannot be required to, can I see your papers, please? Where do we hear that at? Ooh, let's see, what was it? World War II, Nazi Germany, Hi Hitler said those very words. And you see where that led? I didn't make history. But you go back there and look at history. And history has a bad habit of repeating itself. And it will repeat itself eventually. Okay? So you got these nut cases in New York City. I mean, it's already been proven now, and it's documented, that even if you're vaccinated, you can still spread it. So what the hell good is a vaccination if you're going to spread it anyway? damned if you do, damned if you don't. Huh? So there's something very, very quackery around and to this whole situation. It's always been like that. Even during the pandemic, okay, quote unquote. And then with Dr. Quack, 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 calling Dr. Quack, that dumb fuck, where do you get his fucking medical license? Out of a box of Cracker Jacks or something? I know more about medicine than that dumb fuck does, okay? At least I don't hypocrite myself on every fucking thing. Every time I open my fucking mouth, he's always saying something to counteract what he said. How could you trust somebody like that? I damn sure don't trust him. Go ahead.
Gunslinger, I don't trust Anthony Fauci as far as I can fucking throw him. I don't trust Joe Biden as far as I can throw him. I don't. Do you see the pattern that's going on here with the when I say I trust? It's usually a Democrat or a dumbass that I say it about. So, I mean, really, it's kind of a given. But Gunslinger, let me ask you something. Now, you're in Texas. You don't have to worry about such insanity. But look at the other cities where they have Democrat mayors. Okay? It's not just New York City that's doing this shit. Los Angeles, New Orleans. At what point did we become, you know, it just dawned on me. At what point did we become like Nazi Germany of World War II?
Well, that's pretty simple, okay? Anybody can answer that. The simple is that dumb fucks, especially in New York, elected a Democratic mayor, okay, and a governor, for that matter. That's how you become a dictatorship. When you let dictators, dick-headed dictators, quote-unquote, into positions of power. And you see every fucking Democratic-run state or city has gone to hell in a handbasket, okay? Tell me one fucking state that has prospered from the election of a Democratic fucking governor or mayor. I bet you can't. I don't think there is. Really, I don't think there is, and there never will be, because the Democrats are equal to destruction. They like to destroy, okay? We've already seen that. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're hypocrites, okay? They're corrupt as a fucking day is long, and it's pretty damn long, okay? So, and you expect anything different from these fucking Democratic-controlled cities and states? I don't. That's just like, should be like as clear as the nose on the end of your fucking face. Put your finger up there and see your nose. Yeah, oh, there it is. That's how clear it should be to these people. But remember, we live in the land of tards, T-A-R-D-S, short, a.k.a. retards. And boy, there's plenty of them out there, let me tell you. Go ahead.
Mike, what about you?
Yeah, he's right. He's right. And here's the deal. You've pretty much said, George, that this type of stuff is wildly against the law, constitutionally and law-wise, because HIPAA laws, that's basically, they're being taught to break the HIPAA laws. The only ones that should have the right to know whether you've gotten vaccinated or not are your doctor. You and your doctor. That's it. Right? So in making this law or this ordinance or whatever the hell it is, they're making these businesses break the law, become lawbreakers. I mean, can you argue with me on that? I mean, that's what they're doing here. Yeah, yes. show me your papers, please. I get that. I get that, but they're not. It's again, it's law breaking. And look, I've talked about the idiot that's the mayor of New Orleans, who her own city doesn't like her anymore. She's as mayor of New Orleans as what her ratings, her popularity in New Orleans is about as high as Biden's is as president. That's no joke. So, yeah, she may try this shit, but being that it's a Cajun thing and all this stuff, I don't know if these people down in New Orleans are going to put up with that. Oh, yeah, she'll try to find these people, just like they're going to do in New York, in terms of getting them to comply. But I don't know if she's, the way it is right now, her ratings are low. Now, granted, in New York City, who's going to be worse in New York City? Now, granted, if we can only hope that, somebody like a Curtis Sliwa will become the mayor of New York City, right? We can only hope, because at least we would have a shot at saying some of this liberal crap being taken away, some of it. Now, would he have to go, it's an ordinance or it's a law, whatever, in New York City. Would he have to go and say, could he come in there and say, executive order or whatever, can he come in there and say, this asking for your papers is gone? we'll have to see about that. And you're right about Dr. Quack. We just soon have Daffy and Donald as the main doctors for the nation. They do a better job than Dr. Quack. Back to you, George.
Can I add one thing real fast? George, if you read the little document right here, just one little paragraph, that explains it all. This proves right there they can't do none of this shit that I'm saying, you're saying, Mike's saying, anybody's saying. All you got to do is print this little thing out right here, laminate it, keep it in your wallet, and stick it in their goddamn face when they try to pull some shit like it. Read that. And this is law. This is not some hearsay. This is not some makeup shit. This is law under the Constitution. I think we still have the Constitution, don't we? At least the last time I checked. Go ahead.
George, he's yawning again.
Well, he was there. No, George.
He is.
Yeah, it would have helped if I had turned my mic back up. I had to go off camera for a moment because my allergies are starting to kick up again, and my nose was in need of a good, solid... I had to blow my bugle.
Honking. Honk, honk.
Yeah. Yeah, the old honker was in it.
Air horn.
Air horn.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, pal. I knew I could count on you for comic relief.
Read that deal, George. One of popping.
I'm going to.
I don't know if you, during your honking, I didn't know if you paid any attention or not. Air horn, that is.
Gunslinger? You're despicable.
I know. It's a Monday. Told you.
Don't you go. You dirty name. He did it to me again, folks. I'm going to teach him. You watch. One of these days, he's going to slip up, and that's when he's going to learn. Pardon me. Good grief. Well, now I can safely say that was a Dr. Pepper burp. I'm drinking soda. Really shouldn't, but I'm doing it anyway. Okay. It says here, law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute, to be valid, must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison, 5 U.S., 2 Cranch, 137, 174, 176, 1803. So basically, whatever they're doing, the Democrats, obviously violates the Constitution, so they can kiss my fat ass. And, well, we know what half the shit they do violates the Constitution. Look at the fucking morons. Look at the fucking moron who has less than a week left in the governor's mansion. I mean, for crying out bloody loud. The Democrats passed the SAFE Act. He signed it into law, which violates our Constitution. Okay. So, I don't know. Seems to me there's a problem. And it's called Democrats. Okay. I must be getting my second wind. I haven't yawned in a while. Whew. Okay. I'm not going to count my chickens before they're hatched. Now, as I said, Fauci. Ouchie Fauci.
Quack, quack.
That too. Now, Fauci is saying, here's another Fauciism, folks. Another Fauciism. Allow me to introduce this properly. Here is another Fauciism. Put aside concerns of personal liberties to fight COVID-19. Let me read that headline again, folks. Dead serious. Fauci said, and I quote, put aside concerns of personal liberties to fight COVID-19. All right. the quack, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Sunday urged Americans to, quote-unquote, put aside their concerns of personal liberties and recognize the common enemy, COVID-19. Put aside all of these issues of concern about liberties and personal liberties and realize we have a common enemy, and that common enemy is the virus, Fauci said on CBS, Face the Nation. The way to fight the virus would be to get the overwhelming proportion of people vaccinated. But you also have to do mitigation. And that gets to the controversial issue of mask wearing and the mandating of things, he said. Fauci also said vaccine mandates for personnel in schools would be a means to fight the virus. Also a way to get the kids indoctrinated. Where was it? Oh, yeah. But as some states push for vaccine mandates, the controversy surrounding an imposed order continues to bloom. In Hawaii, 1,200 first responders are suing the state over its imposed vaccine mandates. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Wednesday that all school teachers and employees must show proof of vaccination or submit to weekly testing. We think this is the right thing to do, and we think this is a sustainable way to keep our schools open and address the number one anxiety that parents like myself have. I have four young children, and that is knowing that the schools are doing everything in their power to keep our kids safe, to keep our kids healthy, and that is what we're doing here in the state of California. Newsom said this according to the Times of San Diego. Now, before I go to my last one to comment, who was, I believe that was Mike who commented last. Yeah. Okay. First of all, Fauci's a fuck up. He's a flip-flopping fuck up. He's a flip-flopping, a flip-flop. Okay, my tongue wasn't being blocked by the IT that time. My tongue just got tied up in fucking knots. Sheesh. As I was trying to say, Fauci's a flip-flopper. Fauci's a flip-flopping fuckhead. Fauci's a flip-flopping. You know, I firmly believe that getting one's tongue tied in knots is a contagious condition of Fauciism. Yeah. He's flip-flopping so much that his tongue's tied up in knots. Now I know why mine's getting like that. He's trying to make me into a tongue-tied in knots kind of person. Okay, I'm going to avoid the repetitious rambling. I've tried to do it twice now and got my tongue tied in knots. But he is a flip-flopping, fuckhead, asshole, dumb shit that don't give a fuck because his organization gave money to the lab in Wuhan. So why should he care one way or the other? I don't think he gives a shit whether we live or die. Fauci's an asshole. You know that old saying, when they said brains, he thought they said trains, and he hopped on the first Amtrak out of town. The train derailed the track, and he went into the Atlantic. Now, bottom line again. If anyone thinks that Fauci is being sincere, they think he's being honest, they've got a fucking head full of sawdust. But to sit there and actually tell the American people to put aside their concerns of personal liberties, to put aside all of these issues of concern about liberties and personal liberties, do you expect America to just to sit down and, excuse me for saying it like this, ladies and gentlemen, but does Fauci expect us to bend over and take it up the ass just because he says so? A friend of mine in Peekskill gave me a hat. It's a green hat with a green American, with a subdued American flag on it. That's on the front. On the back, it's got a little Velcro acronym, BOHICA. BOHICA stands for Bend Over, Here It Comes Again. Does Fauci expect us to do the BOHICA maneuver? Apparently he must be warped enough to think that. Sorry. I'm not getting the booster shot, first of all. I got my, no, it ain't happening.
Bah.
Excuse me, pardon me, and good grief, I'm getting tired of burping. But I'm drinking soda, so I shouldn't complain much. Although you folks out there are going to get an earful. A lot. And I mean a lot. So, going to the phones. Mike, you were last to comment. You're up first.
Well, I think what you were trying to say earlier was he's a flip-flopping fuck-up fuckhead, you know?
Something like that.
So, yeah, so, and look, what's the old saying? You give up liberty for security, and you deserve neither. You know, that's what he wants us to give up our liberty for safety, right? That's what this fuckhead wants to do. I mean, again, it's a power trip to these people. It's not just Fauci, it's LaToya Cantrell down in New Orleans. It's William Wilhelm up there in New York City. It's Newsom in California and whoever the damn mayor is in L.A. You know, it's Mayor Beetlejuice in Chicago. I mean, I could go down the list of all these liberal-ass cities that are going to do this stuff, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? I mean, think of it this way. You look at, I mean, yeah, Austin, Texas is a big liberal city. To some extent, so is Dallas. It's a big city. It's liberal, but it's not to the point of where, you know, New York is. New York has been extremely liberal for an extremely long amount of time, especially the fact that you now got a communist or something as a governor, as the mayor of the city. Really? You you expect us to listen to you when you have a communist as the mayor of your city? And yeah, these businesses up there are gonna listen to them to their detriment. They're gonna toe the line to their detriment. At some point, they're gonna close down, and that place is gonna be as close to a ghost town as as a city that has what, 10 million people, 5 million people, whatever it is, and it has. I mean, that's the way this thing is headed, George. It's headed, if they keep going the way they're going, New York City, it's headed to be a pseudo ghost town. Back to you.
That's what it was when everything shut down in the early days of the pandemic. It literally was a ghost town. People actually ventured outside their homes to see no cars on the streets, all businesses shut down. And if you saw anybody walking around down in the city, it was a miracle. Times Square was a virtual ghost town. They're pushing for that again. They're hoping the businesses will rebel and not do this stuff, not do their dirty work for them. See what I'm saying, Mike? De Blasio wants the mayor's job to be easy. Have the businesses do my dirty work for me. This is De Blasio's thinking. If they refuse, we'll fine them. And if enough businesses continue to fight back against it, then we'll just do lockdowns. Shut all the businesses down again. They're already thinking those along those lines. Gunslinger, what do you think?
Well, you know, again, you know, paging Dr. Quack, you cannot trust these people, okay? These people are supposed to be college but educated people. They're supposed to have been to college, 8 years, med school, all this shit, okay? But yet, the Three Stooges could do a better job than paging Dr. Quack, okay? You cannot be a hypocrite over and over and over. Oh, one day it's a mess, next day it's not. The next day it's two masks, next day it's not. Next day it's three masks, and on and on and on. These people do not know what they're talking about, nor do they know what they're dealing with, okay? Because if they knew what they were dealing with, it would have been over a long time ago. Probably would have never started, for that matter, okay? Everything has to have a starting point. But when you let something out on purpose, which I think, you know, the Chinese government did, okay, and look what it did. It didn't fuck their country up. It fucked the whole fucking world up, okay, times 10, probably times 100, okay, by now. Look at that clip and article I put in the chat room just a few bars up there. This Hawaii doctor or whatever says he's seeing more people die from the vaccine than he does in the COVID-19. It's a complete reversal now. It started out with, oh, well, you know, you're going to die from the COVID-19, blah, 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 and look at all these bodies stacking up, which we never did really see. We never did really see the body stack up, you know, 10 feet tall. They told us that. Well, gee whiz. I can tell you the goddamn sky is green out there, but you better go out there and step outside and look up and see if it's really green. Okay? People will lie all the time. Okay? And look at all the stuff. Look at all the respirators. Look at all the big ships, the big Navy ships and hospital ships. them some bitches wasn't even used, okay, to their full potential, what they could have been. But we were in a major pandemic that could wipe out everybody if you didn't get your shot. But yet, the thing wasn't even used. Hospitals around the country, emergency rooms are empty. Okay, we went down there to the place right down here, which we had to pass Baylor Hospital, the biggest hospital in this fucking county. This fucker's about 6-7 stories tall. Cost almost $1 billion to build. They only built it like 3 years ago now. Okay, and we went by there because it's right there on the highway. The emergency room was basically empty, okay? There was a couple cars out in the parking lot. That was it. And this is on a major day. This is on I think it was Friday evening we went down there. I think we went down there to Home Depot or something down there, okay? And if there was such a great pandemic, these hospitals would be overwhelmed. There would be fucking people dying out the goddamn doors of the emergency room. But they're not there. What'd they do? Hide them in the closet? Go ahead. I'd like to see that one.
Well, let's see. Given the choice between believing what I'm hearing and believing what I'm seeing, I'd sooner believe my own bloodshot baby blues. I've said this regarding a lot of things. Show me physical evidence to support and substantiate any allegation. Okay? But here's what happens. Democrats cite websites. They sometimes cite YouTube video. Videos can be doctored. Websites can be created yesterday. Show me physical evidence that supports and substantiates what a person says. In a court of law, that's the only thing that they will look at. And that's the only thing I will look at. But you see, the Democrats don't play by those rules. They don't follow the way things are supposed to be done because they make up the rules as they go along. Okay? They make up the rules as they go along because they know, at least they think, no one can stop them. Just like I said about the 2020 election, okay? Yes, they did not get caught the way we had hoped they would. But guess what? The physical evidence is coming out. And the physical evidence that's coming out is slapping them right in the face. Never mind slapping them in the hand. And they're running, they're scared shitless. So they're not going to try and cheat again. They're going to come up with something else. Most likely, they'll go back to the original way of doing things, and that's mudslinging. Because they know if they try to cheat again, they're going to get caught for sure. And that's why they're running so scared and paranoid. But don't believe me. Don't believe what you want. The physical evidence is out there to back up what I just said, 100%. Democrats are going to lie to you. I'm not. That's why I'm here tonight. That's why I do this every night that I'm on the air. That's why I will not rest until Joe Biden and Camel Toe the Ho Harris are out of office, and I will not sit idly by and rest on my laurels until Donald Trump resumes the White House once more. Now, in my talking points, I brought up something. I'm going to show that now. Okay. Of course, it might help if I actually open it up. Usually helps to open the item first before I try to show it. So let's see here. Yeah, that'll work. Because I know I can show that. Okay. So, folks, I want to show you this because I think this is something that should piss you off. I mentioned it in my talking points, and I'm going to show it now on camera. Potential terror threats. Now, this is a picture someone took on their big flat screen. This is a picture. This is an image that the NBC Nightly News broadcast put out recently. Potential terror threats. Opposition to COVID-19 measures. Claims of election fraud. Belief Trump can be reinstated. Now, I'm not sure if they're calling people who talk about these things or there are actual confirmed terror threats. I'm beginning to wonder, I think it's the latter, not the former. But it says here, 9/11 anniversary, which is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, is coming up September 11th, and religious holidays, to which we've got some coming up in the days and weeks ahead. But it's the first couple of things that kind of pissed me off. You know? Opposition to COVID measures makes a person a possible terror threat. If you claim election fraud, or believe that Trump can be reinstated, you're a potential terror threat. So basically, Gunslinger, Mike, me, and anyone else out there who believes that in opposition to COVID measures, who claims election fraud took place and believes that Trump can be reinstated, we are all potential terrorist threats. I am beginning to wonder what fucking country was I born in? Was it America spelled A-M-E-R-I-C-A? Or was it America, A-M-E-R-I-K-A? Starting to wonder. All right, Gunslinger, you were last to comment. I want to get your thoughts on this because this is very, very, this is very serious. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security put this out, and by the way they make it sound, we are potential terror threats. What do you say?
Well, you know, they have hope for that
for a very long time, okay? Instead of going after the real people that really need to go after, they prey on the weaker citizens of the country, okay? It's totally opposite. I mean, if you're in law enforcement, you want to go after the bad guys, the ones that are doing the raping and the robbing and the drugs and the criminal cartels and the drug cartels and all these wonderful, great, fucking idiotic people. But no, they coddle them. They give them a get-out-of-free-jail card, a card that you get out of jail free. But yet you do something, a small infraction of the law, supposedly the law, and they will throw the fucking book at you, okay? It's the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my entire life, okay? I don't care if it's Department of Homeland Insecurity, I call it insecurity now, okay, all the way down to your local municipalities. They're all in on it, okay? I mean, give me a break. They're all in on it. You know, in a country where that you have a right to protect yourself against anybody, I don't care who they are. They can be from the government, for that matter. I don't care. That's why the Founding Fathers, and I didn't make that statement. The Founding Fathers of this country made that statement. They're the ones that put that into the law, okay, or into the Constitution, you know, that little thing that we have called the Second Amendment, that little thing, okay? In a country where you have
it doesn't seem to matter in New York, remember the SAFE Act?
Well, yeah, there you go, the New York SAFE Act. There's another anti-American, anti-Constitution, directly violates the Constitution. But because of these libtards, tards, frogs, whatever you want to call them, assholes, you know, I can go on, this is how this shit gets slipped under the table, as the old saying goes. I don't need this to see any evidence. All I got to do is see what is the product of it. The product of that is New York SAFE Act. Feeling any safer? No. Is the drugs and the gangs and all these other fucking people? Well, I'm sure they're feeling a lot safer now that the people that can't own the weapons to protect themselves against these said individuals, okay, and groups, gang members and all this shit. Well, you're just up shit creek without a paddle, as the old saying goes. Like I said, in a country where you have to have basically insurance, okay, yeah, there we go. It is insurance. I carry insurance because I carry a gun. And that's a true statement on both of them. I not only carry a gun, and I will be more openly able to carry a gun in about a couple of weeks now, September 1st, when constitutional carry takes in effect September 1st at midnight, okay? I even have an insurance policy, okay, that I pay $13 a month. It's U.S. Law Shield. It's Texas Law Shield because I'm in Texas, but the main body is called U.S. Law Shield. That, as long as you use your weapon in a self-defense situation now, you can't just go out there and arbitrarily start shooting people, obviously. That's sort of, they put you under the prison for that, obviously. But if you have to use your weapon, any type of weapon, it doesn't necessarily have to be a gun. It could be a knife. It could be a baseball bat. It could be a paintball gun. It could be a squirt pistol. It doesn't matter. If it's in self-defense, these people will defend you in court. $100,000 bail money, a complete team of lawyers that will, you know, represent you all the way through to you being proven, you know, not guilty. Okay, because it's self-defense, okay? And it's well worth it. I mean, it's really well worth it. But it's terrible that you have to do shit like that in a country where you should be able to, hey, he's breaking into my house, he's trying to kill me, he's threatening me, and he's making threatening moves toward me, kaboom, bye, catch you later, oh, good shot. That's the way it should be. Well, actually it is, but they have construed all these laws, all these screwball ordinances and all this other bullshit, which are not really law, by the way. Remember what that little article said a while ago, okay? But they got this in their head that, well, you know, call 911 and die. Yeah, I think they even made a book.
Yeah, but Gunslinger, let's look at let's remember the bottom line of what we're talking about here. We're talking about, first of all, the original crest of this discussion was what the Department of Homeland Security or Department of Homeland Insecurity, call it what you will, put out there, which says that basically, if you're saying that there was election fraud, if you're saying Trump can be reinstated, if you're in opposition to COVID measures, you're a potential terrorist threat.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing. It really does depend on what level that you're on. It all started up there, okay? I mean, you can grow a garden in your backyard. Ooh, you're a potential terrorist. And they've done that. They have actually charged people for growing food in their own backyard. Oh, well, you're a domestic terrorist. You must be planning something. You must be one of those right wingers out there. It's the same thing. You know, the one that wants Trump reinstated and the one that's against the New York Safe Act or any unconstitutional gun acts or laws or anything for that matter. Okay. Oh, you disagree with the government. Oh, you're a terrorist. Same thing. Just different circumstances is all it is. Okay. But it means the same thing. They think that you're the enemy. You're the enemy of the state. When you think logically and what it's supposed to be and what the original Constitution says that it's supposed to mean. Okay. But anything else above and beyond that, they've labeled you as a terrorist now. You listen to conspiracy theories. Oh, you listen to shows like Firefox News Online. That nutcase. Oh, look at him. Look at him. He's speaking out. We can't have that. George, you're a terrorist. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a terrorist too. Damn. Because I speak out against these people too. And everybody else on this freaking call is the same thing. Okay? As long as you speak out against the government, whatever agency it is, well, they're going to label you as a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist. You got a problem. Biden said so, right? He's right, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. You are a terrorist because dictator Biden said so.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who lives in Texas. I don't know if he's actually originally from Texas or not. I know he was billed from Texas. He was being billed as being from Texas. He was a professional wrestler with World Wrestling Entertainment. His actual name is Steve Williams, but his stage name is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this guy, quite literally, right after 9/11 happened, he was interviewed, and he was asked, as a performer, who do you hold accountable if nothing is done about this, if we do nothing? His exact words, I hold the government responsible because they are supposed to do everything in their power to protect the American people, not hurt them, not take away their rights, not take away their liberties, not take away the things that are in the Constitution that are God-given. When I read that article, I was like, damn, this guy's, he's going to get his ass handed to him by his boss. When I finished reading the article, I found out that his boss, Vince McMahon, was more than willing to let him speak out. He said, Steve, you just say, you know, just say what's on your heart. You have every right to speak your piece. when he got done that interview and when that interview came out, a lot of people didn't know about it. I found out about it because the magazine that I found it in was still on the shelf in the bookstores. And I had just gotten out of I just came off of my first tour of active duty. So at the end of the day, when everyday Americans speak up, okay, about stuff like this, I mean, folks, look, bottom line again, opposition to COVID measures, okay, how does that make you or I a terrorist threat? Last time I checked, the Bill of Rights said we had the right to freedom of speech. And that item in the Bill of Rights was made part of the Constitution. Founding fathers couldn't have been just playing poker and sitting there going, I'll see you and raise you and raise you a Let me think about what I can raise you with. No, they weren't doing that. So they're telling us that that if we exercise our right to freedom of speech or freedom of the press, we are a potential terror threat if we oppose COVID measures. If we put claims out there of election fraud or believe that President Trump can be reinstated. Do I believe he can be reinstated? Not currently, no. There is no provision in the Constitution for that. And that's unfortunate. But those first items, not counting the 9/11 anniversary or religious holidays, basically saying that we, the American people, if we believe these things, if we believe this to be how we feel, if we believe that in here, we are potential terror threats. Mike, what do you say? Mike? Mike. Yo, crazy Cajun. He's on the phone line, but he's not answering. All right, we'll move on. Here. Now, back in 2010, Biden said in 2010 on U.S. duty to protect the Afghan people, he said, fuck that. A new report suggests that Joe Biden was not only long a proponent of deserting the Afghan people, but he even pointed to the U.S. withdrawal from Vietnam and how former President Richard Nixon and Secretary of State Henry Kissinger got away with it. The remarks come from a 2010 diary entry of Obama's special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke. The UK's Daily Mail reported, when Holbrooke asked then alleged Vice President Joe Biden about the American duty to protect vulnerable Afghan civilians, Biden shot back with a four-letter word and a historical reference, the Mail reported. Fuck that. We don't have to worry about that, Biden told Holbrooke just months before his death in 2010. We did it in Vietnam. Nixon and Kissinger got away with it. Before his death in December 2010, Holbrooke was appointed special advisor to Pakistan, Afghanistan in 2009. And Gunslinger, the wind blowing on your microphone is very loud. His diary, turned over to biographer George Packer, suggested Biden was one of the administration's most vocal critics of the war in Afghanistan and a skeptic of America's duty to the Afghan people. Now, Biden defended his decision to withdraw Monday, even if the reality the Taliban quickly took control of the country as the Afghanistan government leader fled and the U.S.-trained military refused to fight the Taliban. Despite warnings of that eventuality, Biden went over the advice of his military leaders to fully and unconditionally withdraw American forces from the country by September 11, 2021, the 20th anniversary of the Taliban-trained terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. This is Joe Biden saying this, folks. I am president of the United States, and the buck stops with me. The alleged president, the fake president, the lying president, the thief president said this on Monday. The truth is, this did unfold quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan's political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometimes without trying to fight. So I'm left again to ask of those who argue that we should stay, how many more generations of Americans' daughters and sons would you have me send to fight Afghanistan's civil war when Afghan troops will not? I'm clear in my answer. I will not repeat the mistakes we've made in the past, the mistake of staying and fighting indefinitely in a conflict that is not in the national interest of the United States. The events come just weeks after Biden had refused to place trust in the Taliban and also refused to admit to a takeover after withdrawal would be immediate. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely, Biden said then, but which ultimately happened. Yes, he actually came out and said, the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely. But that's exactly what happened. The sons of bitches that trained the terrorists, that hijacked the planes, that hit the Pentagon, that hit the Twin Towers, and was ultimately taken down by civilians on board the last plane, they sacrificed their lives to stop terrorists. But the terrorists were trained by the Taliban, the very same people who ran roughshod. Oh, and by the way, they now have military drones, tanks, trucks. They have ammunition, weapons. Yeah. Our forces had to leave everything behind intact. Yeah. Ain't that some shit? I mean, seriously. That is fucked up. So, anyway. Mike, are you back yet? Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Wow. Yeah, I can hear you now. What happened to you before when I called on you?
Oh, I was listening to you, and well, there you go. So yeah, I'm here, and yeah, you're right. You're right, George, and that's the crux of the matter. Democrats are right all the time. At least they think they are. You know, I'm right. Am I right about this? I'm right about that. George President Fuckhead thinks he's right about how he's getting out of, you know, this. Well, out of Afghanistan. Well, we know he's not right. We know he's kind of doing what he's doing. That's it. They think they're right, but they're not. Back to you, George.
Okay. Well, that explains only a tiny fraction of what I just read, but Gunslinger?
Well, you know, the United States have been training these people over there for the past 20 fucking years. That's two decades. A decade is 10 years each. 20 years. That clip I put in there, it's Mark Dice. He had a little say on that situation too. He even had a clip from a number of years ago where they were training these freedom fighters, and these jackoffs couldn't even fucking do jacks. You know, the exercise, you know, you flap your arms up and down.
Jumping
jacks. They couldn't even do that. Jumping jacks, yeah. They couldn't even do that. Look at the video. A video was worth 10 million words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you expect these people to fucking fight against terrorists? And they can't even get jumping jacks right. I wouldn't want them behind me. Let's put it that way. Okay? Not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So did they get what they deserved? Yeah. Okay. Obviously, somebody wasn't paying attention, was they? They was asleep at when they were being schooled on how to fight these people. Okay, these terrorists, which I think that we trained a bunch of them, because if you look in the FFNO, the analogy, if you look in the FFNO, there's a picture of the people that took over. They're carrying, looks like automatic rifles or something. Look at their trigger finger, okay? This is the typical of U.S. military training. Don't put your fucking trigger finger on the trigger unless you're wanting to shoot. See how they got the trigger, their trigger finger? It's parallel to the trigger, yeah, but it's not wrapped around like a terrorist would do, a dumb fuck terrorist. These people have been trained by other fucking sources. And ain't your local Boy Scouts either, okay? That is training. That, even when I went to school to get my CHL, they trained it just like that. Don't put your finger in the trigger guard. Put it, you know, parallel to it. That way it doesn't accidentally go off, okay? Yeah, that would be a very bad thing. But these are terrorists, and yet they are displaying, you know, U.S. taught tactics on weapons? Where'd they get their training? I guess Biden must have been down there personally doing it. Oh, that's dumb fucky. Hell, he couldn't even shoot a BB gun, for that matter. But, and then there's another picture of these... of all this equipment that they left behind, hundreds of billions of dollars, Humvees, Black Hawk helicopters. Now, they portrayed one on Facebook that they showed. They claim it was a Black Hawk helicopter. Number one, it wasn't black. Number two, it didn't have no gun turrets. Didn't have no rocket launchers on it. And yet these fucking people, okay, that took over the country,
these motherfuckers, they wipe their ass with their finger, okay? This is how stupid and savage these people are. You really think they're going to be able to fly a sophisticated U.S. fucking gunship in a helicopter? There may be five people over there that might be able to maneuver it off the ground 100 feet, but that's about it. They left behind some of the most sophisticated fucking flying machines ever built by mankind. But what are they going to do with it? They can't even hardly fucking figure out they're about as good. Well, they're camel jockeys. They ain't no helicopter jockeys. That's for damn sure. And their Air Force is a fucking joke. Just like Rocket Boy, you know, over in Korea. Okay? That Air Force is nothing. That shit. You got to be kidding me. It's an embarrassment. And they don't even have the trained pilots nor the parts to keep these birds flying. It takes millions and millions of dollars per bird to make sure they fly in proper, you know, proper maintenance. They don't even have that. So what are they going to do with it? Ride them like camels? Giddy up, camel. Giddy up. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Well, again, let's remember, we're talking about a situation that 20 years ago, you know, we weren't looking at the repercussions. We were looking at revenge. We wanted revenge against the Taliban, the people who trained the terrorists that took, you know, that hijacked the planes, that used them as weapons. The plane that hit the Pentagon, the planes that hit the Twin Towers. The only plane that didn't hit anything except the ground was the one that the passengers took down. These Taliban motherfuckers trained the terrorists, okay, in terrorist methods. Now, Cherokee Rose said something in chat just a moment ago. Let me get back to it here. There are cases where Afghans being trained by U.S. actually killed our troops, actually killed those training them. Yes. But those were Taliban infiltrators. It was found out later they were Taliban infiltrators. Okay? Now, if you look at all the Afghans that are on the planes, and Cherokee Rose is pointing this out, and I know what she's talking about, too, because I saw the pictures also. If you take a look at the pictures of these Afghans on the planes coming here, there are very few women, very few children, and mostly all men.
Yep.
Sounds kind of familiar. Now, I agree with Cherokee Rose. She said, we should have cleaned house, Taliban, and gotten out. I said this 20 years ago. I'm going to say it again. In fact, I've been saying it over the last 20 years. Folks, we have a non-nuclear deterrent, a non-nuclear device that has a destructive yield, that can level a nice chunk of real estate and flatten it like a flounder. You take two of these motherfuckers, drop them out of a plane, and you drop them at two different points in the country, you'll turn that whole fucking country into a parking lot. You won't turn the sand to glass because they're a non-nuclear weapon, but you sure the fuck will clean out the whole fucking countryside from one end to the next. You'll level it so flat you'll think that the country went on a radical weight loss program. I've been saying this for years. We should have done it. We should have leveled that fucking shithole country, flattened the mountains, the works. Because those motherfuckers were hiding in caves. Well, you know what? We should have just bombed the fuck out of those caves until they were nothing but a pile of rocks. Now, Biden had our troops pull out all at once, leaving everything we brought in behind. Tanks. Trucks. 50 cals. Rifles. And by the way, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how to drive a fucking tank. The tanks we have today are so easy to drive and so easy to use that a 5-year-old could run one. Now, if it was an old clunker of an Abrams, then I'd say, yeah, you're probably right. But they're not old clunker tanks. Biden had us leave everything behind that should have been taken, including the drone technology. Everybody underestimates the enemy. Gunslinger, you did it tonight. You're underestimating their capability. Do you think for 1 minute they don't have people that have technical expertise in running a drone? Think again. They do. They're not stupid like they were 20 years ago. And it's just a matter of time before they find a way to get around all these Homeland Security procedures and do to us again what they did 20 years ago. The eyes of the federal government under the Democrats are closed shut. Like the blind leading the fucking blind. And let's not forget, let's go back a little further. 40 years ago. No. Less than that, actually. Go back to the 1980s. When we went into Afghanistan to help them against the Russians. Anybody remember that little situation? We didn't run into a problem like we're doing now. We went in, we helped them out, we showed them what to do, how to do it. They learned quickly, and then we left. As we told them, we'll come in, teach you a few things, we'll help you along the way. And when we're done, we're leaving. This is something you're going to have to do on your own. But somewhere between the early 1980s and 20 years ago, somebody dropped the fucking ball. And turned us into the world's police department. So Biden telling back in 2010, saying fuck that to the Afghans? No. 20 years ago, we went in to get revenge on the bastards that attacked us. But what we should have done is gone in there, dropped 3 or 4 of those non-nuclear devices all over Afghanistan, and turned the whole fucking country into a flat pancake. Because I'm sorry to say this, ladies and gentlemen, and you can hate me for it all you want. But I don't give a flying fuck. There is no such thing as innocent people in down there anymore. Just level the whole fucking country and be done with it. or as the Marines say, kill them all, let God sort them out. I'm sick and tired of our country being the world's police department, and I sure the fuck don't want to see this country go through what it went through 20 years ago. 3,000 funerals in... No, I don't think we should have to go through that ever again. If the Taliban want to start something, this time, somebody better grow a fucking backbone. We need to get someone in that White House with a fucking backbone. Not an ass-kissing, blowjob-sitting, hair on little girls sniffing, creepazoid, and a camel toe hoe for a, who's his partner. And I'll just say this and I'll get Mike's thoughts. Bottom line, we need a man in the White House who will untie our military's hands. Because when I say level the whole fucking country, I mean drop four of those big motherfucking non-nuclear cluster bombs of ours and level the entire country from north, south, to east, to west. And if nobody likes that idea, too fucking bad. I'm sick up to fucking here with this garbage. Mike?
Just to let you know, George, I'm pretty much winding down here, but you're absolutely right. They need to turn that place to glass, you know?
No, that's a nuclear device. Yeah. I said non-nuclear, brother.
Right, but
I don't want a radioactive, because if we drop nukes over there, somebody with nuclear capability is going to drop on us.
Right. Well, they need to do something, and they need to do it relatively quick, but the Democrats, Joe Biden, you know, will never do it, and it is what it is. I mean, he ruined it. He's pulled out too quickly. Yeah, I'm pulling out, okay, right? But not the way it's being done. And apparently, neither is the Joint Chiefs, neither is the military complex, or whatever you want to call it. None of these people are for doing this the way that Biden is doing it. None of them. Not even the, as much as we don't like the CIA, even the CIA isn't for doing it this way. The entire, I don't want to say deep state, but call it what you want. They are not for doing this the way that, because they're seeing the results of it. They're seeing, you know, we can barely keep an airport. We can do this. We can't do that. We can't even pull our embassy people out of Afghanistan, right? You know, so he's a fuckhead. He's ruined it, and he's kind of fucking, I just can't put into words how bad this stuff is that he's doing. Back to you, George.
All right. Hang on, Mike. Don't go too fast because I got news for you. my eyes are becoming blurry, so I'm even wearing my glasses, which means my body is physically exhausted. It doesn't look like I'm going to get to do that the rest of the hour as planned. But before we go, I want to say thanks to Cherokee Rose, who joined us on via Mixler tonight. My sincere apologies to the people who normally tune in on Trovo or Twitch. It was a situation beyond my control. I couldn't even begin to fix it. Hopefully tomorrow night things will work the way they're meant to. And of course, my thanks to Mike and Gunslinger for joining me tonight as well. But before we go, before we head off into the sunset, and before Cherokee Rose, you take off too. So hang around at least till we get to the closing credits start, because I do have something I wish to say to my wonderful viewers and listeners wherever you are in the world. All right. Now, first of all, a lot of people seem to think that, because I only have two callers on any given night, that my show is dying. My show is tanking. And that's just a small handful, and I can count that handful on one hand. And I'm going to tell you something. What they don't know and what they don't see are the stats that I get weekly, that I get nightly, from the video platforms as well as the internet radio platforms. Last week, Firefox News Online, just on the video platforms alone, between four video platforms, listen carefully, had a total of over 15,000 viewers just in one country alone, outside the United States. Okay? Firefox News Online averaged 3,200 in Germany, 1,200 in Italy, 950 in the UK. Okay? And believe it or not, we even had 150 in China. Go figure. I'd still like to know how they managed to watch me in China, but that's okay. I'll take it. When you see these kind of numbers, including what I see on my stats for Rumble, thank you, Cherokee Rose, for reminding me about Rumble, okay, guess what? The popularity of this broadcast has grown and continues to grow every week. In the United, and I, by the way, I left the best for last. In the United States, here at home in America, Firefox News Online, for 1 week's broadcasting, surpassed what I had on Blog Talk Radio on October 12th, 2010 or 2012. I forget now. I'd have to go back into the information on that. Actually, I have the clip on the switchboard. I'll have to play that some night. But the bottom line is 10,000, at that time, it was 10,000 live and archive listens combined. In the United States, just on four video platforms, this is not counting Mixler or Blog or BTR. The video platforms, over 22,151 viewers total between four video platforms. 22,151 viewers between four video platforms. I'm sitting here amazed. Absolutely fucking amazed. I guess being a podcaster has its rewards. When you give people what they want, and that's the truth, without all the hype, spin, conspiracy theory nonsense, and all that shit, they, you know, they tune in. And if, unless they're tuning in because they think you're a complete asshole, and that you're, and what you offer is a pile of shit. Then they tune in once, and then they never go back. But people are tuning in because this broadcast offers something the mainstream media doesn't offer. Facts. Truth. And real discussion from real people. Not paid contributors and pundits. Okay? Now, before I go to final thoughts, there's one more piece of business I need to do. All right? One more very important piece of business that I need to do. Firefox News Online airs in the summertime three nights a week for 2 hours. In the fall, we will go back to our fall and winter schedule of four nights a week and 3 hours. Wow, ain't that a hit in the head? But in the meantime, as always, Firefox News Online is a very, very costly venture to keep going. So I'm asking for your help. Now, we can't help you with this. You know, you can't take this off on your taxes. I really wish I could help you with that. I do. But I can't. I haven't figured out how. Well, I think I know how, but I'd have to go through lawyers and pay a lot of money, and I just ain't got it. I'm a poor schmuck. I'm so poor that I can't even pay attention. Seriously. But listen, if you can help out Firefox News Online stay on the air, if you really like what we do here, then please go to paypal.me/Firefox News Online. That's paypal.me/Firefox News Online. And make a non-tax deductible donation. All donations made are gratefully appreciated. And believe me, if you really like what we do here, let us know in an email, too. You're going to hear the email address and or addresses in just a moment. After final thoughts. But that brings me now to final thoughts. So here we're going to hear from two callers who I consider to be really cool guys. One's a crazy Cajun, and the other is the rootinest tootinest gun shootinest kind of son of a gun there is in all of Texas. And by the way, he's also one hell of a smart cookie when it comes to being an electrician. So trust me. One of these days, I'm going to pick his brain on something. I'm going to try to slip him up. I'm going to try and trip him up. But he's a master electrician, so I don't know if I can do that or not. But I'll think of something. Watch. I'll think of something. It may take me a week or two, but I'll think of something. Anyway, it's time for final thoughts. So let me start with the crazy Cajun from Louisiana, our good friend Mike.
My final thought here, and it's the only one I have to this tonight, is you never want to be a flip
floppy fuckhead like Dr. Quack. Back to you, George.
Exactly. Mike, I gotta ask you. It seems to me that Dr. Flip-Flop would be a perfect nickname for him. Dr. Anthony Quack-Quack Flip-Flop Fauci.
Yeah. You know, and I like, but I generally like Gunn's thing with Dr. Quack, but and I think I'll stay with Dr. Quack though.
Okay, cool enough. Sounds good to me. Gunslinger, what about your final thoughts tonight?
Well, when it comes to those idiots over there, okay, that you know, it's there's too many unknown factors. Okay, I'm still saying that they're not smart enough to fly those Black Hawk helicopters. Okay, what they'll probably do is they'll probably sell them on the black market. Okay, you know that's a hot
well, that's
item.
What I would think, yes.
Yeah, very hot item. So that would be the more logical situation on that, because like I said, they have no air force. Okay, unless you consider a farting camel, maybe they consider that an air force. Gas force, I don't know. One of the two. But they damn sure ain't fucking chopper pilots. Advanced, high sophisticated, you know, Black Hawk choppers. You just say, get in one of them motherfuckers and say, giddy up, camel. They don't do that. They don't work that way. No, they don't work that way. That takes specialized years of training to accurately navigate and to fly one of them birds, okay, one of those Blackhawks, and to precisionly hit your target with the machine guns and the rocket launchers and all that shit, okay. It's a very nasty piece of equipment, but it's designed to kill. What do you expect? Now that they've taken over the entire country, okay, you see the president, former president, he fucking tucked his head between his ass and he ran. Goes show you a lot for that dumb fuck. Yeah. All this training that we gave him over 20 years now obviously didn't. What good did it do? It didn't do no damn good. Didn't do no damn good. Okay, because they fell anyway. Okay. So a lot of good, those billions of dollars that were spent on all them those U.S. troops going over there and trying to train these dumb fucks. I'm sorry, once a dumb fuck, I'm sorry. I don't think you'll always be a dumb fuck, okay? Obviously, 20 years, you didn't learn nothing. You didn't even learn how to do jumping jacks. Good God, give me a break. Okay, and they expect them people to go out and defend the country's citizens against these fucking terrorists? Okay, bring in fucking Bugs Bunny. It's going to be a good one. And Willie E. Coyote, super genius. Okay, maybe they can figure it out. Okay. I mean, it's fucking comical. Okay. These people, and like, you know, we've all said tonight there, you know, these people hate the United States. They hate the United States and what America stands for with a purple people eating passion. So now that they are in control again, okay, and just wait for another terroristic situation to occur here in America again, okay? Just wait. Because you know they're just sitting there just waiting and plotting and planning and all this shit, okay? You know that. That's what they get off on, okay? Because they're idiots and they think, Allah, oh yeah, let me go hunt my goat first, but then we'll take care of them naughty Americans. Yeah, sure. But, you know, when you have these people that are, like I said, goat humpers and camel molesting son of a bitches, and they drink camel piss, these people are sick, I'm telling you, okay? These people are sick in the head. And they've been that way, I guess, for centuries, ever since they're, wherever they
drug them out from whatever shithole they came from, okay? Look how they treat their women, okay? I mean, they, man, wow. Go look it up. This is not me saying this. This is documented, okay? This is documented, okay? And they want to take that kind of ideology and bring it over here. Yeah, right. Don't think it's going to work. But they think it's going to work. See, that is the danger part. You know, physically, it's not going to work. But in these people, that their minds are so warped and fucked up, okay, they really think that that Sharia law and all that other bullshit. Remember our friend Kel from Canada, you know, rest in peace, no doubt. But she was right on the money. She was right on the money, okay, how sinister the dumb fucks are. And what Cherokee Rose said, you know, you've seen the pictures of all those people packed in that C-17, whatever it was, that military transport vehicle, cargo, whatever. Where's the women and children? Now, I've seen a couple, okay. There was a couple, you know, maybe half a dozen, maybe. But they all look to me like able-bodied young men, okay? And these fuckers are cowards, and I'll call them motherfuckers cowards to their fucking face. They ran like pussies. I mean, what? Are you serious? You don't have the balls to stand and fight for your country? But that goes to show you right there what pansies these people are. And they never was going to, you know, understand or go through what the soldiers, or our soldiers, were trying to teach them about, you know, even jumping jacks, okay? They cannot have, they don't have the intelligence, okay, to comprehend any of that. Because if they did, they would have fucking defeated them fucking terrorists a long time ago, okay? I mean, how smart do you have to be to say, here, gun, put bullet in gun, point gun at bad guy, pull trigger, kill bad guy. I mean, goddamn prehistoric motherfuckers that go around grunting around fucking prehistoric fires could probably do that with fucking clubs that they had, for God's sakes. But these people can't do it. And these people and these fucking damn things are, and these airplanes are just full of this fleeing, able-bodied men. Okay? This is the kind of army that they have. Where is their army at? Are they at home, pregnant, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen? Probably. At that rate. I mean, really? I mean, I'm not no badass motherfucker, but I carry a goddamn gun. I know how to use it, and I do it for self-defense. That's why I carry a gun. Gee whiz, for, you know, defense of people, other people, myself, and my property, and all that shit. Not these dumb fucks. They run. And look at did you see the video of those people actually, they're being run over on the tarmac, on the runway. They're actually clinging on to the wheel wells of that airplane, and they're falling off in, well, they get, it looks like that airplane was at least 800 feet on its climb out. And they were falling off of it. I mean, really? Damn. Maybe you ought to grow some balls and try to fight back. That might be a good idea. Go ahead. Night-night. Catch you later.
Well, first of all, to say the least, nobody said there were smart folks over there. Nobody said there was any smart people over in Afghanistan. Nobody said there was any smart people in the federal government here in America either. I mean, look what's holding the presidency hostage. Creepy Joe and Camel Toe. Need I say more on that one? The soldiers tried to teach some of these guys how to do jumping jacks, but you know what? If you're doing it too fast, and I've seen some of the videos where the soldiers were going too fast to show these guys proper. It takes, for someone who has never done jumping jacks before, it takes a little bit of time, you know, to get them up to speed on how to do it right, if at all. But the Let's also look at the weapons that they were using before we got there. They were using AK-47s in most cases. Okay? A lot of these guys knew how to fire those motherfucking things really well. But then they started getting other weapons, newer weapons from us. And it was found out that there were Taliban infiltrators mixing in with the Afghan troops. And those Taliban infiltrators shot and killed our people. Personally, I've said it before and I will say it again. Send up a couple of C-130 Hercules flights over there. Open the bomb bay doors. Send four of them over there to the four corners of the country. And drop the fucking non-nuclear alternative at all four corners of the fucking country and just level the piece of shit to the ground. And if the mountains haven't been leveled, send over a couple of more of those motherfuckers and flatten the mountains. Turn it into a piece of flat earth. Not scorched earth. Not turn it into glass. That's a nuclear weapon. Let me explain something, folks. Yes, I'm talking about a very lethal option. But I am sick and tired of America being used as a punching bag. I am sick and tired of America being the world's police force. I am sick and tired of our people, our men and women, our sons and daughters, aunts and uncles, whatever the case is, being sent over there to God knows where for no reason and dying for no reason. 20 years ago, we went over to Afghanistan because we did have a reason. We had a purpose. We had a clear mission. Get the motherfuckers that did this to us. Yes, we've been there for 20 years. And the mission got muddied because certain ones in the White House, not President Trump when he was in, but others before him and after him, muddied the waters so badly that they decided, this is how we were going to do this. When Obama reduced our military might to pre-World War II levels, it devastated and decimated our troops. It hurt their morale. And hundreds upon hundreds of our men and women in uniform died because of his incompetence. President Trump rebuilt our military, made it stronger than it was before. To paraphrase the $6 million man opening, he made our military stronger than it was before. Better, stronger, more capable. Joe Biden steals the election, moves into the White House, and the first thing he does is fucks up the military with all this politically correct, insecure bullshit by telling our soldiers that they have to be more inclusive, they have to be this, they have to be that. Oh yeah, and by the way, allowing transgenders in the military again. Yes. The transgenders are getting back in the military. Hey, listen, I'm all for them joining the military. Don't misunderstand me. But don't put them in the same barracks as everyone else. You want them in? Build them their own fucking barracks. put up their own godforsaken barracks, tell them, okay, you identify as a man, this is your barracks over here. You identify as a woman, this is your side of the barracks over here. You stay out of the barracks over there. You stay out of the barracks over there. On either side of your barracks. Violate those orders, and you will be dishonorably discharged. I got no problem laying down an order like that. You know why? Because if they want these trans testicles in the fucking military, okay, but give them their own separate barracks. And they better be prepared to pick up a weapon. They better be prepared to fight and fight hard, train and train hard. I don't want to hear some transgender person saying, oh, I broke a nail. I can't go into the field today. I broke a nail. I don't want to hear that shit. Let's face the reality. If there's one thing I've learned about this whole situation, is that we must not become the world's police department anymore. What happened in Afghanistan with the Taliban taking rapid succession of authority by taking the country over in such a short space of time proves one thing to me. Biden fucked up. Now a lot of our equipment is in the hands of those who trained the people who killed 3,000 people. And what does Biden say about that? The buck stops with me. Fuck you, Biden. Let's face it. You want to revert everything back to the way Obama ran things? You want to decimate this country with communist socialist ideas? You want to turn this country into a shithole? You better be prepared to be called a traitor. Oh, wait a minute. I just called you one. It's real simple. America, this motherfucker has got to be taken out of the White House in handcuffs, along with Camel Toe. They're traitors. It's that simple. And like I said, from the very beginning, we should have turned Afghanistan into a fucking parking lot. We've got the non-nuclear capability. We should have just done it and be done with it. Personally, we get somebody in there with a fucking backbone and do just that. Level the whole fucking mess. Level it all and let God sort it out. And as I close my talking points, not my talking points, my final thought, let me put this out there to you. The United States Supreme Court ruled just recently, and I wanted to share this with you, with those of you who are listening from here in New York. This is a win for the people of New York, the entire state, that is. The U.S. Supreme Court lifts New York's pandemic-related eviction ban. What does this mean? It means that people in New York State can can now be evicted, especially those who violated their fucking lease. There were some that violated their leases and should not have been allowed to stay in their apartments, but they were. So here, let me give you this final piece of information here in my closing final thought. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court last Thursday lifted New York State's ban on residential evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic, handing a victory to a group of small landlords that challenged a moratorium that had been slated to expire August 31st. The justices granted an emergency request by the landlords to lift the ban on eviction proceedings while litigation over the dispute continues. The 9-member court's 3 liberal justices dissented from the decision. Now, a lower court in June rejected landlords' argument that the moratorium violated their rights of due process of the law and free speech under the U.S. Constitution. Now, some landlords in the state could still face another barrier. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's August 3rd issued a 60-day federal moratorium on residential evictions to combat the spread of COVID-19, focused on the jurisdictions with high infection rates. Now, the New York dispute centers on a state law passed last December that halts all new and pending evictions if tenants submit a declaration that they are experiencing financial hardship or that moving would pose a pandemic-related health risk. The law similarly protects small landlords from foreclosure. All right? So the 5 New York landlords that had sued various officials to stop the law's enforcement after legislators extended its May expiration to the end of August. Now, the landlord said they have been pushed to the brink of disaster, even as many other pandemic-related restrictions have eased. Now, through all of their tenants stopped, through all, their tenants stopped paying rent, some even before the pandemic. They said they have been unable to proceed with evictions. Now, the suit argues that the New York eviction law violates their right to due process under the Constitution's 14th Amendment because it allows a tenant's declaration of hardship to deny them legal recourse. So, let me Reader's Digest it down for you. Excuse me. Shit. I'm at the beginning of the show, yawning my head off, and now I'm at the end of my show, sneezing my head off. This is not fucking fair. And that sneezing fit hurts because I think I just pulled muscles in my chest. Damn, that hurts. So basically what it comes down to is this. The Supreme Court lifted the ban, which means that people like the woman across the hall from me, who have violated their lease since before I moved into this place, she can now be thrown out of here. She can be evicted, tossed out, goodbye, a Wiedersehen. Now, I'm not saying that people who have faced hardship during the pandemic shouldn't be given a chance. But if they violated their lease, then no, they don't deserve that kind of a chance. If they stopped paying rent before the pandemic even started, then guess what? They should not be allowed to stay in the apartment either, because they are not claiming hardship during the pandemic, because they stopped paying rent before the pandemic started. All right? So my hat's off to the Supreme Court on that one. And thank you, Cherokee Rose. I appreciate the bless yous. Believe me, I do. I'm going to wait until I hit the closing music and turn off my microphone before I blow my bugle. So I'm going to sound a little backed up. Oh, hey, Billy. It's nice to see you. Anyway, as I close my final thought for tonight, let me be clear on something. Joe Biden is an asshole. Kamala Harris is an asshole. Pulling our troops all at once out of Afghanistan and leaving deadly ammunition, guns, and equipment there for them to, the Taliban that is, to do with as they choose was a fucking insane, stupid, boneheaded, asinine idea. So, bottom line, Biden's a traitor. Camel Toe's a traitor, and they should be brought up on charges of treason. Because they aided, they shared aid and comfort with the enemy. New York City's little idea to turn around and to have businesses turn into little goose-stepping Nazis so that they can stand there and ask their patrons when they come in the doors to show their papers. You want to sit in this restaurant and have a meal, jawohl? Then you will have to show us your papers. Yeah. Right. You want to do business with this establishment on this law firm? You will show your papers, proving that you at least got one shot or both, because the Führer demands it. Of course, he wouldn't be the Führer. He would be, what would he be? Let's see. I'm trying to draw on my knowledge of World War II and Nazi Germany and what I know of their rank standings. Oh, the Reichsmarschall. The Reichsmarschall. Or whatever. It's something Marshall. Or the local commandant. Yes. The town, the city commandant. That's it. The city commandant will have you shut down if you do not ask to see their papers. You will be fined $1,000 after September 13th for failing to ask to see their papers. The second time, $2,000. Third time, $3,000. And so forth. This is not Nazi Germany, ladies and gentlemen. This is America. But yet, it's turning into a Nazi Germany. I got news for them goose-stepping motherfuckers. They can kiss my Royal American Red Rosie, all-American Cherokee Indian ass. And I'll even mark the spot. So here's the deal. Don't let anyone tell you you have to show proof that you have the vaccine or not. Yeah, I've got my vaccination records on my phone. But guess who gets to see that? The only person that gets to see that is the doctor I go to see. Yeah, because whatever doctor I'm going to see, they're going to know if I'm vaccinated. And I'm going to turn around and go, well, hang on a second, doc. And I'm going to open up my phone. I'm going to go through the images, grab that image of that nice vaccination card and go, here it is, doc. I don't know if Gunslinger is still on the line with me or not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Rats. I'll have to mention this to him tomorrow night. The deal here is when it comes to these ass clowns, I agree with Cherokee Rose. Resist. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Firefox News Online. Thanks to Cherokee Rose for staying with me to the end of the broadcast. Mwah! God love you, darling, and know that you are most appreciated here. Truly, you are. And shame you can't see this, but throwing you a loving wink your way. So, until next time, America, which will be tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific Time, hopefully on all of the multiple broadcasting platforms used by the Firefox News Online Internet Broadcasting Network. I'll have to run some tests in the morning just to be on the safe side. But in the interim, y'all be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, please, for the love of God, then name it after me. That's all I ask. Holy shit, I said that at warp speed, and you didn't get tongue-tied. I'm popping on out of here, folks. But as always, I gotta give, where is it? There it is. The closing outro.
Me, maestro, throw it up there, Doc.